What's the name of the podcast, Ethan?
I don't fucking know.
Yeah, it's not comedy.
It's not gonna be a podcast. It's gonna be a fucking train wreck.
I wouldn't say that.
Can't even see critique in the camera.
Yeah, that's funny because like I'd be surprised. I'm the only one who's wearing blue. Like you guys are wearing black. You could get like camouflaged with
yeah,
the couches.
It's the hat.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's the hat for sure.
It is the hat.
Sure.
Yeah.
It's blending in with the couch. Welcome, Pratik, to the shittest podcast on earth. You've finally made it, mate.
Yeah, it's been a while.
It's only going up from here.
Yeah.
All good, mate.
Yeah. Can they, like, is that, like, you guys are filming this too, so they can actually see the video, or is it just...
Yeah.
So, like, it's on YouTube, and where else is it?
Everywhere. Spotify.
Yeah, fair.
Apple.
Anywhere they'll let us upload it.
Yeah,
fair enough.
At this point.
Yeah, I was just thinking, like, does it actually, like, is it going to help or not help that the audience can't see my face? If that,
just, yeah, it yeah, might just help you in your future.
In my future.
It wasn't me, it was some other Indian dude.
Yeah, absolutely, it wasn't me.
So, yeah, welcome. Welcome to How to Not Comedy, where we try and say funny things. And it's mostly just dead air.
Yeah, man. So you're like, so the thing of the show is like, we're trying to like get, like the podcast is about like what is a bad thing that you've done in comedy? Like what are some of the shitty things that have happened to you in comedy and how can like new people to comedy avoid them? Because how long have you been doing comedy now?
It's been almost a year. I think I started it around this time last year, but like I just had so many breaks in the middle, so I don't know if I can say it's been a year.
That's not really your fault though.
Yeah,
it's been
yeah.
a lot of lockdown.
Yeah, it's been lockdowns and like I had exams, so I had to like miss a month or so because of that. But
yeah, that's all right. Yeah. Jared says he's been doing comedy for like 4 years.
No, he's not. I haven't seen him in the last year. I haven't seen him since the since he came with that a date or at Black Butt.
Yeah,
and absolutely bombed on that chicken joke. I haven't seen him since then. Man, that was good.
So, yeah, that's a good thing not to do, bring a date to comedy.
Yeah.
Although, I saw you had a date at the Star. You brought a girl along, didn't you?
Oh, yeah, I haven't met her since.
Yeah.
I wonder why.
Funny that.
Yeah. Yeah, wow. You know, like something about rectal exam and like car rape jokes that just doesn't sit well with the...
Ladies.
Yeah.
I think she was asking about the podcast.
Yeah.
And like looked it up and like, oh, you don't want to listen to that. She is not going to be a fan. I can tell already.
Oh, well, there's only one way to find out.
Yeah, if she's listening.
Yeah.
Oh.
You never know.
Hello.
Mitch is keen.
Fuck yeah.
Oh, man, so what do you guys talk about here?
Is it... Anything and everything.
Anything but COVID or...
Yeah, no.
You can talk about COVID if you want. Mitch gets pretty upset about the whole thing.
I get fucking...
Yeah. It's like it's one topic that's not going to make anyone happy listening to it.
No.
Like, oh, I want to talk more about COVID now.
Yeah, we did a bunch of those podcasts when we were in lockdown, over the internet. Just like, it was terrible.
Yeah. They fucking sucked.
We shouldn't have put them out. That was that shit. But we
but you still did. Like,
yeah,
you knew it was terrible in there.
Yeah, we still
did. Yeah, well, that's all we've got.
This podcast goes no matter what.
Yeah, it's gotta. We gotta keep pumping them out.
We gotta get those
for all the fans.
Gotta ship those units.
What do you want to do for the 100th episode?
Oh, what's the like? What episode are we on right now? Or, like, which one's this
80
one?
Something.
80 something.
Mm. Oh, fair enough.
Yeah, you want to do a party?
A party? No.
Yeah.
No,
let's,
I don't.
Let's do a party for the 100th episode.
God. Yeah.
If you're on like 80 something now, like how often do you guys film?
We should do a roast of the podcast for the 100th podcast.
Yeah.
And have people come on and roast how shit it
is. That might work.
Yeah, that would be funny.
Yeah. I reckon now that the comedy club's opening up, we could do a podcast there for the 100th.
Oh, yeah. That'd be cool.
Do a little party.
Yeah. Yeah, that's pretty exciting, actually, the comedy club. Newcastle's first comedy club.
Yeah, man.
Yeah, I'm keen for that. Mm. Yeah.
Well,
Who is it who started it? It's like Elliot,
James,
Brady.
And Brady.
Who's yep. Brady?
Alan Brady used to do a fair bit of comedy around Newcastle.
I don't think I've met him.
Nah, he hasn't been around so much. I haven't really met him that much either. Met him a few times. He's a really good dude. But he used to do this thing in his backyard called the Spanish Onion, and it was like a little comedy gig.
Oh, I've heard of it. I think you told me about that before. Yeah,
that was pretty cool. Yeah. But yeah, him, James and Elliot, they've set it up because Brady's gone into doing like more film sort of stuff.
Oh, wow.
Because comedy doesn't fucking pay. I think he was smart enough to realise that and go, I shouldn't do it. Let's get into something that actually pays money. Fair. But he's paying it back, which is awesome.
Yeah.
So, yeah. I was thinking about doing it for ages for, like, I wanted to set up a comedy club or at least have, like, a space like this where I could podcast. But to do, like, comedy, I was like, how do you get a fucking alcohol license? Was my thing. So I don't know how they're figuring that out.
So it's part of their lease. So the property has the license, and this is what James has told me. The property itself has the license.
Well, this is all pretty boring anyway.
Yeah. Oh, well,
we don't have to go in depth.
We don't have to go in depth, but you asked the question.
Yeah.
And it's all so part of their lease. Yeah, it's part of the lease.
Oh, that was my only thing, is like, how do you get that to set that up?
Yeah.
Because you need it, because like, have you ever done a gig where people are sober, like not drinking?
No.
No, it's fucking awful. No. Never do that.
Suck.
No, that sucks.
Yeah.
I think the first ever set, I think that was like 2 years ago. So the first ever set I did, that was in 2019, just before the lockdown and everything.
Oh,
and
I remember that set. I remember.
You do?
I do.
Actually?
Yeah.
No, I don't believe you.
I remember your first set.
That's pretty good, man. Like, I remember I was drunk as fuck the first time.
He's about to comedy. Shit on you, Pratik.
Ooh, here it comes. It's just, like, way too drunk for that one. And I think, like, I did one joke about, a guy asking, what if I put two cheap condoms, one on top of the other? And, like, I did the whole setup. And I just went blank on the punchline. And I was just on the stage laughing by myself. And the audience, they just like awkwardly looked at me and gave a few chuckles.
Then
I was like, oh, wait, now I remember. It was like, oh, and then he said.
That's why I like watching you perform, Pratik. Because no matter what, you're always having fun.
You're always
just smiling and laughing.
Yeah, that's like, it's like drunk driving, you know? Like, I'm having the time of my life. It's the people around me who are in danger.
Driving comedy.
Yeah. Yeah, but that was like the first one that I did, and then like I just didn't do any sets for a year or so, and then I like started doing like I found out about all the face things, and oh, it's like a weekly thing, so I'm like, oh well, I guess I should give it a shot. So
Yeah, all I remember really from your first set is just how much you were laughing. The first couple of sets is just how much you were laughing and how much everyone else wasn't.
Like I said, I mean, to me, it was an awesome set.
Oh, we're glad you stuck in. We're glad you hung around.
I think, like, I remember I tried to encourage the audience to heckle me too, and I just, I don't remember what actually I said. But yeah, like I encouraged them to say something, and some guy just went, "Oh, whip your dick out" or some shit like that. I was like, "What?" It's just, I'm gonna get off the stage now. I think that's me.
Heckle me. Someone heckles. I don't like this.
I don't mean that.
Yeah, don't encourage them to heckle. Chances are they'll do it by themselves most of the time.
Yeah.
Like, thankfully, I haven't been heckled much. Apart from the Crown and Anchor set, the last one.
That was,
Oh, man.
That was a whole thing.
Was that this week, was it?
Yeah.
Fill me in. What happened? I wasn't there.
So, there was there was five people in the crowd. There was two old Kiwi dudes. And then next to them, there was three 18-year-old.
Oh, no. That's the star one. I'm talking about the Crown and Anchor one.
Oh, shit. I did actually get
heckled at the star one. That was, like, I was surprised by that.
You had one job, bitch.
Everyone. Fuck, yeah.
Follow the train of thought.
It was a big week for hecklers.
Yeah.
For hecklers. Yeah, the Crown and Anchor was a fucking
with that old guy.
I had fun.
He's fun.
You were pretty good at handling him. Like, I think, like, he heckled me, you, and Big Jim, and you were the only one who heckled him. Like, you're the only one who handled him well.
Yeah.
Like, yeah, I handled him good for the first, like, couple of heckles, and after that, I just, like, the bartender had to help me out.
Yeah.
Big Jim just threatened him.
He's like, yeah, I can imagine.
Big Jim was just Big Jim.
Yeah, smart off.
What did he say? Yeah,
I think he just went like, oh, I'll like tie you up and throw you in the harbor or something. He was just Big Jim.
You bet he didn't threaten to rape him? That's out of character.
No, because I threatened to rape him.
Oh,
yeah. That was...
You didn't want to steal your bit.
Yeah.
Big Jim still has morals.
Yeah. I started talking about coming on his face and all sorts of shit.
Nice.
I went hard.
That's what you wanted at open.
I was like, I'll call you granddaddy.
Yeah, like he was just like ruining punchlines out there.
Yeah,
like he's a pest. He gets drunk and then they have to kick him out.
He was not even drunk. Like his glass was, he just got one glass. He was just there to annoy comedians, that's all.
Yeah.
Apparently he's like a barfly. He's around there a fair bit.
Yeah, they know him.
They know him, yeah.
Oh,
you don't want to be known at a pub. Like, oh yeah, that's fucking, I don't know, whatever his name is, Greg.
Yeah.
Yeah, no, that's never, like if you go to a pub and the bartender, they know you by name, that means, like, yeah.
They know all of us by name.
Yeah, but, like, we go there just for comedy, you know? Like, for example, I used to work at the Jesmond Hotel, and there was this guy. It's a really weird story, but...
keep going.
Yeah, you're like, he was just this guy who was a regular at the Jezza. And, yeah, like, you know that those... just those villas in front of the Jesmond Hotel, they're like full with prostitutes.
Yeah, I had a threesome in there. It was awesome.
I just said they're full with prostitutes and you said threesome.
I didn't pay.
Did you pay for the
no.
affair?
I paid for breakfast. That was dinner.
Fair enough. Good deal.
Yeah.
No, but so he was like retired and didn't have anything to do. So he was just spending his money at the Jezza and with those prostitutes. And yeah, he would just randomly pop in and order a drink with an oyster in there, which was...
For his libido.
Does that actually help?
No, I don't think so.
Yeah, it was just, like, it just looked gross and... Yeah, but...
What was he ordering? What type of drink?
That's what I'm saying. Like, I didn't know what it was, but I knew that there was an oyster in there. It was like a pink drink with an oyster in there. But
yeah, right.
Yeah, it would just randomly do that. Like, just pop into the Jezza for a bit. Just
it's like
try
a
and...
pussy on the beach.
Probably.
It smells like the ocean and it's pink. It really gets me going.
Yeah.
What the fuck drink is that? What bar just has oysters behind the bar for tea?
I have no idea. Fuck? Like, I didn't even know you could order that. I don't know why they have oysters there. I don't know why he would order that. But, I mean, you know, if he's happy with this, good for him, I guess. More power to him. But, yeah, he would just come there and...
He would come there, and then he'd come next door.
Yeah. He would, like, just... molest. Well, not molest. I'm like losing the word here.
Not molest.
No. It was just like, you know, he would like try and flirt with the waitresses there, but it would just be super creepy.
Yeah.
But like everyone knew him. But yeah, that's the point. Like, you don't want to be.
You don't want to be a failed molester.
Fish. Like that Adam said there. It's like all the none of the benefits.
Santa
Claus.
Jesus.
You do all that hard work to become Santa and then you can't even have kids on your lap.
The pedophile Santa.
Yeah.
He
goes hard on the pedophiles, old Ronan.
He does. They doth protest too much.
Yeah, he's pretty good. He's got some good jokes.
No, he's not.
He sucks.
He's terrible.
Fuck you, Adam.
Yeah.
He's one of our three listeners.
Yeah.
Three listeners. Oh, well, fuck you, Adam. Yeah.
Yeah.
Him and Wilson, your other favorite fan.
Oh, that was... Yeah, that one was a really awkward night where Wilson just like decided to be racist out of nowhere. Oh,
let's throw him under the bus.
Yeah.
He's a cop now, so
yeah,
fuck
he's him. Fuck the police. Coming straight from the underground. I can't say the next line, on the Wilson podcast, obviously. Google it after the podcast. Yeah.
Wilson would drop that shit.
Wilson would, probably would. I don't know what actually happened. Like, I don't remember what happened at the ground that day, but, like, I remember he just, like, he didn't even say anything. Like, he didn't, whatever he said, he just said, like, "Oh, you brown guy." And everyone just jumped on him.
Like,
I was like, oh.
Yeah, I can't remember what happened. He's just like, "Fuck you, Pratik, you little brown cunt." That's what he said.
No, he just said, like, "You little brown dude" or something. I don't
think he said cunt.
He said cunt. Okay, I don't remember. Yeah.
And he's like, "Whoa, that was racist." Whoops. Yeah.
I think he realized as soon as it came out of his mouth. Yeah. He was like, "Oh, fuck."
Yeah.
Because Wilson is brown, technically.
Technically. He's like, 1/32nd?
Yeah. For those listening, don't know the context of this story, Pratik and Wilson, who's also been on the podcast, was doing a set at an open mic, and his set wasn't going well, so we decided to salvage it. He'd call Pratik a little brown cunt.
How to not comedy.
No, don't do that. Like, if you're bombing, get off stage. Nothing can save you.
Are you sure? You're not supposed to get racist in that spot, the way out?
I mean, it hasn't worked that I know of.
Never seen it.
You never know. That could be like deeply closeted KKK people in the audience who would just go, "Yeah."
Yeah.
And like, the audience would just get on your side out of nowhere. But I'm hoping that doesn't work.
Yeah, unless you're doing a gig for the Klan.
Oh man, that would be a lot of fun. Those dudes wouldn't give a fuck what you said.
Imagine like you're getting a booking, like you just gotta ask them, just give them a checklist of what's okay, what's not okay to be said there, and just a little box like, "Oh, are you guys part of the KKK? How cool are you with racist content?" It's just,
it's like, what's cool at this gig and what's not cool at this gig? And it's like, cool is like hatred or that shit. And then just not cool, brown people. Just straight up.
Oh, my God. I don't think I had that many racist experiences in Australia, though.
Really?
I don't. Like, apart from probably Wilson. Like 3 or 4, apart from Wilson, yeah.
Australians are real casual about it, though.
We'll
about our racism.
Yeah.
Yeah, casually racist.
Yeah.
Yeah.
No, but like, I haven't had any casual racist, that was that one thing. Like,
I'm
I
racist
used to
you
do
all the time.
No, but like, I know it's coming from a funny place and not to offend me. I'm fine with that. Like, yeah, I can make, like,
call me round eye.
Yeah, put in.
Why would he make fun of your eyes when the rest of you is round?
No comment.
Yeah.
That was that one experience that I had where, like, I used to do door-to-door sales, and, like, I said something to this guy. I was just like trying to make my pitch, but he was not understanding anything because, I don't know, it must be my accent or something. But he just went, "If you don't speak English, learn it." But
speaking English, you fuck.
Yeah, I said that.
This is like, English.
But no, the thing with that is, like, he said it in English, though. It's like,
you understood.
That's because I was speaking English in the first place. Like, he just wasn't understanding it.
Yeah.
Well, that was, like, probably the only racist encounter that... that was that one, and the one that... that was that, like, really old lady who tried to be racist to us when I was working at a cafe.
It's always the old ones. You gotta watch out for the old white people, Pratik. They're the ones that harbor them.
Oh, she wasn't even white.
Oh, wasn't she? Shit. Now I'm being racist.
Yeah. There you go. Aussies are pretty casual about their.
Yeah, what race was she?
I don't know. I don't want to guess, but she was.
Guess.
I think she was like Aboriginal or something. I don't know.
Oh yeah, they're pretty racist.
Oh yeah, yeah. And they're kind of allowed to be.
Yeah, honestly. They got a pass. They got a pass on racism.
Yeah,
that's why Pratik was. Sorry, that's why Wilson was saying shit Wilson about Pratik.
Yeah, yeah. Yeah, he's fair. I guess I can't. I don't know if I can call that encounter racist then. Yeah.
They're allowed. Yeah. They got a pass.
Yeah, I was once the victim of a hate crime. At the hands of a group of Aboriginals.
What was it?
They just beat the fuck out of me and tried to steal my scooter.
Why, though?
Like, they wanted my scooter.
Because he's a white cunt.
Yeah, white cunt.
No, tell us the whole story, though. It's like, there's so many parts of this missing here.
I was at the... So, have you ever been to Tari?
No.
Just start off.
Thankfully, no.
Yeah.
I haven't heard good things about it.
No, it's a fucking shithole. And I was at the skate park there on my little scooter. And they had a thing where they'd be like, oh, can I have a go at your scooter? And if you gave them your scooter, they'd just like
run right off.
I was like, no. And they're like, well, why won't you give me fucking, give me a go at the scooter? Like, started fucking, started calling me shit. So I was like, I left and I went to what they call Triple C, which is a big shopping center across the road.
Which is short for. Looked at me like, oh, he's going to say it, isn't he?
Actually, I'm genuinely curious. I don't know what Triple C is.
Triple C was like, oh no, it's like community center, CCC. And then people would replace the first C with the name of a certain type of cheese that used to exist.
Yeah.
If you can follow that. You know how they changed the name of that cheese from something to cheer?
You lost me, man.
It's Coon Community Center.
Oh, okay.
That's what they used to say.
That's what they used to call it.
Oh, yeah.
Because there's a lot of Aboriginal
Google
people.
Google Coon really quickly.
Dick's so not racist. No. He doesn't even know what
he's like. He doesn't even get it.
That's so good.
We're going to start being
in
more
Australia,
racist.
They had to change the name of the type of cheese, Coon cheese, to cheer cheese because Coon is like a slur, like a derogatory slur for Aboriginal.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
So if Wilson
not just
is
Aboriginal, like black people in general.
Yeah. So if Wilson's racist,
I think I've heard of that. I think someone told me. I just forgot.
So yeah, there's one. There's some ammo for you if Wilson ever shouts out again. Just call him that.
Yeah.
Just fire back.
Yeah.
Oh shit.
It's an eye for an eye.
Yeah. No, let's not. Don't sink to his level.
No. Yeah.
Yeah. So
anyway, you're at Triple C.
They followed me and I was like, I went past a recycling bin and I saw them. They were like coming after me. So I was like, fuck it. I'll throw my scooter in the cardboard like bin.
Yeah.
And then they caught me like down the end of the alley and like the smallest one came up to me first and was like pushing me. So I punched him first and then the rest of them just jumped me.
Jeez.
And like, yeah, like stomped on my face.
When was this?
Oh, I was like, fuck, 14, 15. Yeah.
How shit were you at scooting? Like, they were walking and you were on a scooter and you still couldn't get away?
It was, yeah.
He's not an athletic man, pretty.
Yeah. I'm not known for my long distance running. Yeah. They were after me. Like, it was, yeah. Anyway,
why don't you do the white thing and just go into the shops?
It was Tari, you know.
I was fucking shitting my pants. I was about to get bashed.
Yeah, but if you had went into the store, like into Triple C, they wouldn't have followed you in and bashed you for your scooter in there.
Yeah. Look, I wasn't really.
They would just wait for him outside the store, though, wouldn't they?
No, there was two. Like, honestly, in hindsight, yes. Yeah. Could have done all of those things. I could have, like... really, like, actually fucking tried to get away as well instead of, like, trying to be casual about it.
You can probably, like, flip that story to, like, you know, the thing that he says in Captain America? Like, Chris Evans, like, oh, I just don't run because, like, yeah, they chase you for long enough, they're just going to beat you up more. So, like, I just stopped and tried to fight them. It's like, oh, I can do this all day.
I got the first one a beauty. I got the first one really good.
Pow.
Yeah. Yeah.
You just really wanted to punch an Aboriginal person. Yeah. But worth
it. Yeah. They've thrown rocks at me before as well.
Oh, man. Jeez.
Yeah. It was a whole thing. It's a whole thing in Tari.
Oh, well, you're not doing Tari tourism any favors right now.
No.
Definitely not going to Tari anymore.
Oh, fuck. Who goes to Tari for tourism? Yeah, who goes there for a holiday? Like, what the fuck? I'm going there for the holidays.
Don't take your scooter.
We've got, yeah, we've got family.
People in Tari
there.
Don't want to go to Tari for holidays.
No. I might. Yeah, fuck. I got to go to Tari. Such a shithole. Such a shithole. Like, whenever we go to Tari and if we've got to go buy alcohol or beers or, like, anything, and I've got to go to that fucking shopping centre and just, like, oh,
just flashbacks to getting bashed in the alley.
Yeah. And then, like, I run into people I know because I went to school there. So, like, people who, yeah, you're just like, oh. Yous are still here. Like, that's one of the things about, like, growing up in a rural town. Like, I don't understand why people are still there. Like, fucking get out of there. There's nothing going on.
Yous are still here. I went 2 hours south, so, you know.
Originally I went to Wagga.
Yeah.
That's where I went.
Yeah, that was a bigger move.
Yeah.
Is Wagga a big town or?
Wagga was, I went from Tari to Wagga, and Wagga was regionally one of the most dangerous towns in Australia as well. Yeah, the main street there, the Vic, where I got cow punched.
Why would you go there?
I got cow punched there once, and the Vic was like number one most violent fucking pub in the state the year before I got there. That place was fucking wild too. Used to have the Crapital, or the Capital, the nightclub there. Yeah. Oh, that was just awful. Just awful, awful. Like a shittier version of Fanny's, essentially. And I fucking loved it there. I loved it there when I was a fucking little skinny fella trying to pick up.
I've never fucking had a good time maybe once at a nightclub. You have to have drugs.
Yeah.
Like, if you're not on drugs, it's going to be shit.
Yeah, that's my problem. I could never do drugs.
Yeah, me neither. I don't think I've ever tried any. Maybe weed every now and again, like once a year probably.
Mm.
Yeah.
That's what we wanted to do with you, is get you on, do a cook cast, and just get you fucking munted. That would have been a lot of fun.
You can if you want. It's going to be an interesting drive home for Patrice.
Yeah. Do you want to rack up a line now?
Huh?
We'll do a line.
Where you are?
A line.
Have you still
like actually getting serious.
Do you just want to do some heroin?
We went from weed to fucking coke. What the fuck?
No, we won't do coke. We'll do, what's it called? Fucking that... That shit we were going to do the other week.
I don't even know what the name of the drug is. I'm pretty sure, like if you can't name the drug, you shouldn't be allowed to do it.
Yeah, my brain shut down. Yeah. And then the stress reaction, which is like if you can't remember something and then you start getting shit on for it, it just makes it so much worse. Yeah. You have that anxiety. Oh, man, I've had that so bad lately, like just forgetting my bits.
Yeah.
Like, fuck, dude. That is how to not comedy. Like, forgetting your bits.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, man. It's fucking heartbreaking when you're up there and you're like, I know this. I know this. Why the fuck have I forgotten this?
Like, you gotta get that shit sorted. You're doing a book gig.
Yeah. I know. That's what makes it worse as well.
Damn. Where are you doing your book gig?
I'm doing Big Dog.
Big Dog.
January 5th. That's pretty good. If it goes ahead.
I don't know, not to talk about COVID, but it doesn't seem that bad from like if you're vaccinated. From the people that I've heard that have gotten COVID that are vaccinated, it's just like a cold.
The symptoms are not as bad, so like even if it does spread, like if you have Omicron, you can't really get Delta and like I don't know, whatever the other variants are, so...
Yeah. Like, once you get it, you pretty much... You make your own immunity.
You're actually vaccinated. Yeah. if you get it.
Yeah.
And allegedly...
Like, and they still want to do booster shots, so it's like, well, people that have had two shots are, like, handling it fine, so surely after boosters, like, it's going to be fine.
I thought the booster was just to keep up your immunity.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It doesn't increase it.
Yeah.
Yeah, and like I was just reading it in the news or somewhere, like they said the hospitals have enough beds to handle, like even if the number of cases do go up.
Yeah,
I don't think they're gonna put in another lockdown anymore. It's just like right now.
I hope not.
Yeah.
Yeah, yeah.
How they just keep it like it is now? Just let it rip.
Yeah.
Let it rip.
Yeah, I'll plan my first vacation in 4 years. Like, I'm going to Brisbane for Christmas. If they put a lockdown again, I'm gonna be.
Well, there's already like you have to have had a test 72 hours prior and got a clear before you can go to Brisbane. At the moment. Yeah, I think
I did not know that.
I think it was this morning.
Good to know.
You can do the tests in the airport.
Yeah, they have the Sydney airport
or Newcastle.
Or are you just driving there.
Oh, you're just driving there.
Yeah.
Yeah, okay. Fuck, that's a drive. I've done that before. It sucks.
Yeah, like we booked the plane tickets, but like, you know, if there's like one positive case on the plane, there's like then you got to isolate there for 7 days and there's that whole thing. So we were just a bit worried about that.
Like, yeah.
Yeah.
Who are you going with?
Just my roommates. It's just three of us. So.
You think you'd want to fucking get away from each other?
Yeah. No, they're all right. They're all right. I like them, so, you know.
I'd hope so.
Yeah.
I fucking hate them. I'm going on holiday with them next week.
Are you just going to go, like, do all the theme parks and stuff up there?
We're going to go, like, do the theme park for one day.
Yeah.
But, yeah, just, like...
The rest of it, you're going to be hungover for it?
No, we're going to go to Moreton Beach in... Like, yeah, one of my roommates, like, he's booked all, like, snorkeling and all those kind of activities for the whole day. The issue with that is none of us can swim. Like, he's booked all water activities for us. Yeah. I mean, they're going to help us out with, like, and then they're going to give us life jackets and shit. But, you know, like,
Yeah.
If you got a life jacket, you'll be swimming.
A life jacket and flippers, you're fine. Yeah. So easy. Yeah. When I went snorkeling on the cruise Tanya and I went on, Tanya's like, oh, no, I won't use my flippers. I prefer to swim without them. And I was like, yeah, that's a good idea. Got out there, no flippers. And I was like, I'm fucking drowning right now. Several fucking boat pulled up. Are you drowning? My pride was like, I was just like, no, I'm all right. Just had to like fucking swim back, got back into the beach. I was like, fuck me, I'm never swimming without. Yeah.
How do you drown snorkeling? I feel like you just go face down and breathe.
Yeah, that's exactly what I had to do. I just had to rely on my fat like to keep me like... Yeah, buoyant. Ugh. Yeah, it was a whole thing. I was like, fuck, man. Got into the beach, and I was like, yeah, nah, I'm using... Yeah. With flippers, it's fine. You don't have to do any work. You can swim, right? Yeah.
So, like, why couldn't you do it without flippers in the sea, then?
Because I fucking swam, like, 100 metres out. Because the beach that we went to, like, the cruisers go there every single, like... Multiple cruises, so thousands of people are just like, they've just fucked the entire area. So the first 100 metres underwater is all just dead coral and sand. And then you've got to get out to about, it's probably about 10 metres deep by the time, like, you get out there. And then I was like, oh, fucking dive down so I can see the fish. My ear is fucked. And, like, dove down. Went to regular, like, you blow your ears out to regulate the pressure. I did that, but I had a hole in my eardrum. So instead of, like, releasing the pressure, it just let all the water in. And it was just, like, fucking shooting pain in my skull. And I was like, well, I've got a fucking ear infection now. And then I had to deal with that for the rest of the cruise.
Yeah, fun times.
Yeah, fuck that.
Living the dream.
Fuck snorkeling.
Know?
I'm never going snorkeling again. I nearly drowned and then I got an ear infection.
Oh, man.
Yeah. I think that's one of the reasons why I never learned how to swim, actually.
So you actually don't know how to swim?
No. Like, it was, like, swimming classes were compulsory in India for us, but they didn't really take attendance. So I would just bunk those classes to play football with my friends.
It's fucking wild.
You're like, I'll never need to know like, how to swim.
Yeah.
I didn't know I was coming to Australia back then,
yeah.
In my defense. But, like, actually, I did try to... I tried to, like, take a swimming class here in Australia, too. Like, first of all, it's fucking hard to find a swimming class for adults.
Yeah. In Australia, yeah. Because we all know how to fucking swim.
Yeah. There you go. But, like, yeah, I found one which was, like, literally for just international people because all of us are.
Yeah.
Like, none of us know how to swim. So, yeah, I was just doing that. And, like, I just, yeah, I don't know. I don't even float in the water. Like, I can just.
No, neither do I. Because we're skinny, so you just, yeah, you got that.
I'm obviously. Like a fucking,
just too much
I'm
muscles,
a boy.
That's all.
Yeah.
I'm a fucking boy. You could tie a ship to me.
That's not what boys are. No, what are you talking about?
I don't know, joke. Man.
They can't. None of the audience knows what a boy is. This will fly.
Yeah. All right, motherfucker, you can't swim. How do you know?
Yeah.
Dude. So, yeah, okay. I feel like you should go learn how to swim before you go snorkeling.
I'll try, but it's what, like, not even a week left, so I don't know.
Yeah, if enough flotation devices on you, you'll be fine.
Yeah, hope so. You know, if you never see me, you know what happened. Remember me, boys.
Yeah.
Oh, man, imagine we do the next podcast, and it's like, yeah, Pratik's dead.
Just say that, even if Why not?
Oh, fuck. That is crazy, man. Yeah. Don't ever go to Bondi. There's so many, like, international people who go to Bondi because they hear it's our most famous beach.
Yeah.
And they can't swim. And Bondi is, like, one of the most treacherous beaches in Australia as well. Like, it's so fucking dangerous there. And
I've been to Bondi. I just, like, whenever I go to the beach, I just don't go in the water. Like, I just...
Yeah, that's what he meant. Yeah. He's not like, don't you even go on the sand fatigue. That's our sand.
You never know.
Not for
you. I mean,
come over here, taking our sand.
Don't go to Bondi.
I mean, he was not in water when he was in Tari, and he still got fucked up. Yeah. So, you know. But like, I never willingly go into water whenever I go to the beach.
Yeah.
Yeah, like I've been to Bondi.
That's smart if you can't swim. Yeah, don't go on the beach. That's like the worst place to go in for a swim.
Yeah.
You want to go in like a pool.
Yeah, I think the last time I went to the beach, I got like fucked over so bad anyway. Yeah, so what happened was like my roommate there, I don't know why, it was like just before they put in the August lockdown.
Yeah.
And one of my roommates, he had bought a new volleyball ball. I genuinely don't know why he had it, because he can't even play volleyball. He just had the... He was like, oh, well, I'm going to use this ball before they put in the lockdown, because we're not going to be able to use it after they put... after the incident.
They banned volleyball.
Yeah. No, but he was like, all right, so he wanted to go to the beach and play some volleyball. Once again, none of us know how to play volleyball, too.
Yeah.
So, but we still went there. Like, yeah, it would literally, like, we would never have any volleys at all. It would just be, like, one person serves, and, like, every now and again, a person would be able to return it, but it would never go past three. That was happening, and out of nowhere, someone just hit the ball really shit, and it went into the water.
I was the dude who can't swim.
None of us could swim. I told you, so I was just the closest one to the ball, so I just ran. Yeah, you know, like not all heroes wear capes. I just ran to get the ball.
Yep.
I got the ball. A big fucking wave hit me. My phone fell into the water and broke. For that, I don't know. Like, it was
is that
for
the phone
that, like,
you were selling online the other week?
Oh no! That was like this was like a while ago.
Okay, yeah.
So so it was like for that. I don't know how expensive that ball was. Like $5, $10. I had to like, I lost a $500 phone for that. You know, as long as he had fun playing volleyball, I guess.
Fuck, man.
Yeah, you know.
So, like, what's so you can't swim? What happens when you get in the water? Because it's such remote feeling to me. Because I can swim. It's like
Mitch can swim, just not over 100 meters.
Yeah, not over 200. I did 100 there, 100 back.
Yeah.
Then I'm dead.
Yeah.
But, like, do you just sink?
Basically.
Yeah.
Yeah, pretty much. Yeah, like, I just don't usually get into water that much anyways. Like, even if it's, like, a pool party or something, I'm just, like, sitting on the edge with my feet in the water and just, like, annoying people with,
yeah.
I don't know, just something.
Yeah.
I think there was one time where, like, Kieran was super drunk. I think I was a little bit drunk, too, and, like, they convinced me to. So, like, my friend, he has this pool where, like, it's, like, two levels. So, like, they, I don't know how, but they convinced me to go on the upper level and jump. And, like, I told them I don't even know how to swim, and they just, like, bullied me into doing it. And I did it, too. And then, like, yeah, I was like, oh, someone just stay there just in case, because I was, like, sober enough to think about that stuff. Like, I had, yeah, like, one person just stay there. Just, yeah, and guess what? I needed that person to pull me out because it was, like, fucking deep in there. Like, that person, like, she had to, yeah, it was...
Wait, you got thrown in the deep end?
Yeah, jumped in the deep end.
Yeah, I jumped in the deep end willingly.
What?
I don't know. I was drunk.
So did you just, like, fall to the, like, just sink in the water?
Yeah, pretty much.
Fuck.
Man, I reckon we could convince Pratik to do some weird shit.
It depends on how drunk I am.
Yeah. You just gotta just fucking jump in the deep end of the pool without knowing how to swim.
Can't swim.
Oh, shit.
Fuck, man.
Oh,
that's
man.
Crazy.
Man, peer pressure is a hell of a
thing. Yeah, peer pressure. What's the like, the weirdest thing you guys have done when you're drunk?
Oh, sucked a dick.
Sucked a dick. Tell us that story.
I'm not even good at sucking dick, but so
you know, practice makes perfect.
I don't know how to suck a
dick. No one's born good at sucking dick.
Oh, man, I feel like I'd be, like, overly apologetic. Like, I'd get a little bit of teeth there. I'm like, oh, sorry, dude. Sorry, man. Like, shut the fuck up, dude. Just suck it. Oh, man, I just... Oh.
I don't know what the dumbest thing I've ever done drunk is. It's not... I'm usually pretty good with my alcohol. I can handle it pretty well. And, like, if I drink too much, I'll just throw up. So I can't... Yeah, I can't think of anything that I've done that stupid.
Yeah.
What about you?
What about you, Mitch?
Man, there's...
Not that I remember, anyway.
Fair enough.
No,
if you don't remember it, you know, was it a mistake?
No. Actually, yeah.
It was the last
snow trip. When me and Cap tried to put a funnel up his ass.
So that's right. The beer enema.
Yeah, so he could do a butt chug. That's probably the dumbest thing I've ever done.
Oh, my God.
Yeah.
I don't even know what a butt chug is. I mean...
You know those chug funnels? So you, like, pour the beer in the funnel?
Yeah, but, like, why?
You put it in your ass instead.
Yeah, but...
Because they're two straight guys having a good time. That's why.
Fair enough.
Yeah, straight.
Yeah.
Yeah, I just get dumb, like, I just do embarrass, like, I just get myself into arguments with people. That's mostly, if I'm going to do something dumb on the piss, it'll be, like, I'll do or say
what
something.
What kind of arguments?
Mostly, like, when I was in the RAF, just getting into arguments with, like, other people on the piss, and, like, I nearly get into a fight with, like, six of them one day. Like, spent the entire afternoon.
Did you learn nothing from Tari?
Yeah. It was just like there was this dude, Kitten, who I didn't like. His name was Kitten.
Yeah,
and
I kind of get why you didn't like him then.
Yeah, he was just a fuckwit. Anyway, and then I'm also a fuckwit. So the both of us together, and then there was this big fucking argument, and then there was just me and, like, six of them. And I was just like, let's fucking go then. Like, what are we doing? Like, why are you standing here talking? Like, what are we doing? And then the fight didn't... There was no argument. There was no fight. We're all about to go home. So I just, like, walked out the front and stole their taxi. Like, their taxi had rolled up. I was like, I'll give you $40 to take me back to base. And he's like, oh, there's, like, a... There's, like, 12 of them. I'm like, nah, fuck those dudes. Take me alone back. He's like, But are they all your friends? No, fuck those cunts.
Not anymore.
Yeah. And then I remember waking up the next day and I was like, fuck, man. Like, that feeling when you're like, oh, no. Like, I've got to work with these cunts the rest of the year. And it was like, I walked out. I had the fucking hangover from hell. And then I walked out and then one of the dudes there is just like, Mitchell.
God, that's when you know you're in trouble.
I was like, oh, fuck, man.
Did you apologize to any of them?
Nah.
Fuck that. Why would you?
Fuck them.
I think, like, the drunkest I've ever gotten was New Year's last year.
Mm.
I just went to my friend's park. The same friend who peer pressured me into jumping into that pool. his house. And, like, we just... I don't know why. Like, yeah, it had been a while since I had just gotten drunk as fucking let loose. Because, like, I don't really do that much. So, like, I just went crazy that night. I think we played, like, short chess, which was... It's, like, the nerdiest drinking game that you can think of.
Yeah. Not to mention fucking, like, you will die of alcohol poisoning.
Yeah, we were smart enough to put beers in those short
chess. Oh, okay, yeah, yeah.
Yeah, yeah, because, you know, we like to live, but...
Yeah.
I just, like, got crazy drunk and I just have flashes of that night, but like I remember someone just taking me to the side and offering me weed too. So I think that's one of the last things that I remember. Yeah. It's just like weed after alcohol.
Lights out.
That's the last memory that I have, like taking a huge fucking hit out of this bong. And now everything's just blur after that. Yeah. Whenever I tell this story to anyone, they're always like, oh, that's a bad idea, smoking weed after alcohol. Like, where were you that night? You should have told me that then. I got a few flashes like 2-3 hours after that when I was starting to sober up a little bit. Like, I remember I threw up. I obviously had to stay at his place for the night.
What, you didn't drive home?
No. I just joke about drink driving.
Pussy.
No. Like, I had to sleep at his place, and I was just sleeping. I remember throwing up on his bed, and his father was so fucking pissed at me. I think, like, I got, flashes of that, like, him just holding his father back because, like, his father was just about, like, come and punch me. They threw me out of the house. I got more flashes of my friends just dragging me into the Uber, and like they got me home and like made sure I slept on my side so I don't choke on my vomit in case I ever throw up again.
At least, like, they took you home.
Yeah. Well, they're like nice people.
Unlike the father.
I don't know. Yeah, he just got really mad. Like, I apologized to him after that night, but
he was obviously drinking too.
I don't know, but
the worst one, the worst one I ever had was the fight with Tom. Me and my little brother got into a fucking huge punch up, spilled out into the street and everything. That one was bad.
And I was so stoned, I don't remember it.
No, you weren't there.
I wasn't there for that.
You weren't there.
That's right. It was
Australia Day.
I was a big day out.
That's right. Yeah, you're at Australia Day. Big day out. And we played Wisest Wizard. Have you ever played that, Prateek?
No.
So you drink cans. You bring whatever can you want.
Yeah.
And then every can you finish, you sticky tape to on the top of the last one.
Yeah.
So by the time the end of the night rolls around, my staff is just... like higher than the roof, like you couldn't stand it up. Yeah. I was just dragging it around with me. I had well over 20 beers in the space of 9 hours or something. Like, it was insane. And then, I was just fucking obliterated. And then me and my little brother got into an argument about something, and he headbutted me. And busted my nose. And we had high ceilings like this place.
Yeah.
And he headbutted me so hard there was blood on the ceiling. And
whoa, what the fuck? Do you remember what the argument was about? Or?
It was, he said something to me and I got fucking real mad. And then, we just got into an argument back and forth. And then, he headbutted me and split my nose. And then I,
Tom.
Yeah.
He doesn't know when to leave well enough alone.
Yeah.
His little brother, he's a dickhead.
Yeah, he's always...
That's running the family.
Yeah. Yeah, but he cannot fight at all. I had the wherewithal to learn.
You still
how
to lost
kickbox.
To him.
No.
You still got in a fight with eight Aboriginal kids when you easily could have avoided it.
True. Yeah, you're right. Fair enough. Then we went outside, and then I won the second round.
We'll say
he hit the first. I won the second.
Fair. Well. You know.
Yeah. Don't get into punch-ups with siblings.
No.
Yeah.
Or anyone.
I think, the worst thing.
Just don't get into punch-ups.
Yeah. Fucking. Yeah. Who was it? Brent? Yeah. No, someone else fucked themselves up that night. That day, man. Those parties we used to have in Mayfield were just
it's
wild.
Mayfield.
Yeah. Nah, it was such a good house for it because we had, It was an indoor, fully covered patio area.
Yeah.
And then you walked outside and there was, the pool on the left-hand side and then the garage at the back where Ethan had a fucking obsession with sleeping in garages when he was fucking younger.
I don't remember.
That's the explanation for that.
Tried to fucking move out into the garage. He's like, oh. It's because he wanted to smoke weed and it was winter.
Yeah.
That was most of the reason.
Well, I don't even remember that, to be honest.
Yeah, because you were smoking weed.
We spent our fucking New Year's watching World War Z that year in the garage.
No
at
idea.
The back house.
Don't remember that.
Yeah.
Not one bit.
I've
never even seen World War Z, dude.
Yeah, you have.
No, I haven't. Don't even talk to me. I don't remember shit. Brad Pitt and zombies. Fucking
nothing.
I can't tell you at all what happens in that movie. Not one iota of what happens.
I know.
There's Brad Pitt and there's zombies. I know the cover of the movie, the poster.
Yeah.
There's a pile of zombies and a I don't know.
Yeah.
Crazy.
It was a good night.
Yeah. It was, must have been.
Tom brought a girl around. and I was just mad racist to her. She was Asian. Chinese, Japanese, I don't know. And I was just
one of the eases. Jesus Christ.
Oh, I was just finish it. I tell my name.
And I was just making fucking just the most abhorrent racist jokes to her. And then eventually she got uncomfortable. Weird. I know. She's like, all right,
I wonder
Tom,
why.
I'm gonna go home. And then as she's walking out the door, I was like, Hey. And she stopped, she's turned, and I'm like, thanks for not eating our dog. And then she's you, dude. And I was just like, oh, yeah. I am a legend.
No.
That's my cringe story for the day.
That's fucking awful.
So bad, man.
What's wrong with you?
I thought she was in on the joke. I thought she knew I was joking.
It wasn't
joking.
A joke.
No, it wasn't a joke. No. Oh, my God.
Yeah. Such a fuck thing to say to someone. Just looked her dead in the eyes, too.
Yeah. I was saying, I was accidentally racist to a Asian person too once.
Yeah.
That was, I used to work at the cafe that I told you where that old lady was racist to me.
Mm.
Yeah. So one of my seniors, she was Asian. I don't know, Filipino or something. I don't remember. But she was looking for, it was a ice cream place too. And she was looking for one of the syrups, and it was just inside deep there, and she tried to find it, she couldn't find it, And then she asked me to go find it, and like I found it like that. So I just like gave it to her, and I was like, "If only you opened your eyes." No, like I said that because like you know those situations where you like you can't find anything, and you ask your mom to find it, and she just said, "Oh, like you have to open your eyes, bro." Like that's my mom used to say that to me all the time, and this happened, and like I was so happy on the inside that I'm able. This is the first time I can say this to someone. Spoiler alert, it wasn't. She was not impressed. I said that to her, like, oh, you should open your... And she just, like, stared at, like, you know, that death stare that I got.
I was like, I didn't mean it because you've got...
I genuinely, for, like, so long, like, that didn't even hit me that, oh, I was racist to her. Like, she pointed that out, like, oh, are you being racist to me? And I was like, wait, what? What do you mean? Like, no, because I'm Asian, and she... Oh, I just felt so bad. Like, that was like a fucked place to work at, though. That was like so shit.
Any cafe, cafe. Yeah. Dealing with people in cafes, you just awful.
Yeah,
fucking.
Oh yeah. That that like the racist story. Let me just think. I did a stand-up set about that too. It's just that old lady.
It's the same fuck shit to you.
Yeah.
You've got a
The place was shit, but at least I got one set out of it. Yes.
Yeah.
Like,
All your shit like your worst stories are usually the best ones to tell on stage. Yeah. Like,
yeah. I don't think that was like the that place is closed now and. Like, yeah, I'm not gonna lie. I'm probably like a major contributing factor to that place being closed now. Like, yeah, I was a shit worker too. I think like there was one time where like I made a really shit coffee, and like you know how cappuccinos they're supposed to have a lot of foam on top of it.
Yeah.
Like, yeah, I tried my best to like add in as much foam as I could, but that was not as much. Like, apparently, it was not enough for the customer. And like, yeah, I served it to her and she didn't tell me that that's not enough foam. Like, she just got so pissed that she got her husband to go to another cafe that was close by, order a cappuccino. And, while all this is happening, like, I made that coffee and I went into storage to get some stuff. So like, I wasn't in the store. One of my, one of the other people who was working with me, she was there. And, so that customer was mad. Like, she got her husband to get another coffee, and her husband, like, he just got that coffee, came to our store, slammed that coffee on the table, and like, that's how cappuccino should be made. And he just, like, shouted at my coworker for, like, 15 good minutes.
What the fuck?
Like, she was this close to crying. And then
she didn't even make the coffee. COVID.
Like, all over a coffee. Yeah, you guys are dead.
Oh, dude. Yeah. People get so mad about their coffee. It's like, fuck, dude, you paid $4.50. Calm down.
Oh, it was $2.
Yeah.
Like, we had that deal for, like, small coffees for $2.
Fuck off.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, man. But, you know, like, I was trying so hard not to laugh when she told me that story. She got shouted upon for my shit coffee. Like I said, I was like a major factor to that store closing.
All right, let's start wrapping this thing up. What advice have you got, Prateek, for like new comics for what not to do in comedy? Like, what's your number one tip?
Just remember your jokes. Like,
remember your
Mitch Potter.
Fuck you.
Just remember them. Then, or else you'd just be standing on stage laughing, not remembering the punchline.
Reading off your phone.
I try not to read off my phone at least, but I forget my jokes so much. Like, I think I should practice them a lot more before I go on stage. There's that thing, like Broden was telling me about that too, where there's like a lot of filler word, like and that sort of stuff. It just takes away from the joke a little bit, I guess. Like, it would be better if you actually remember the jokes and deliver them in a certain way.
Economy of words as well.
The
quicker you get to the punchline, the better. Ethan's been telling me some little tricks as well about like how you deliver the punchline or how you deliver the joke to different parts of the crowd.
Yeah.
It's hard at the moment because there are no crowds.
But yeah.
When
he's talking to five people, he's like, you, yeah, you motherfuckers. You're like, hey, yeah. Hey, yeah, everyone. Pretending you're doing a theatre.
Yeah.
What's this fucking idiot doing?
You walk into the crowd, you're like, how you going up there, guys?
Good to see you all here. That'd be funny, actually. Yeah. You should do that. Packed room, fuck.
Yeah.
All right.
Yeah.
There'll be something for everyone.
That was like the other night at the Stag. Got on stage, opened with my little fucking catchphrase, and no one reacted whatsoever.
Good.
And then.
Oh, yeah. That's probably another thing that I would say. It's like the first thing that you say to the audience, like the first impression that you make, that's like literally going to make or break your set.
Yeah.
It's going to tell the audience if you're actually worth listening to or not. The thing you say you fucking cuties, that bit.
Yeah.
Like that almost always like gets the crowd and like, oh, that's pretty funny.
Yeah.
You want to listen to this guy.
Yeah. That's why he's been using it for 5 years.
Yeah, it's a good thing too. Yeah.
He hasn't been doing comedy for 5 years.
I've been saying it for five.
You just walk into a room randomly like, what's up, you fucking cuties?
I came up with that fucking... I die a little bit every time I say it. I'm like, I hate myself, but it's the only way I can open a set.
Not as much as I hate hearing it.
Yeah. That was,
yeah.
Just do whatever. Like, your opener should be your second best joke.
Yeah. End with your best one.
End with your best.
Yeah.
Open with your second best.
Yeah.
I've
got, like, the
just open with self derogatory. Like, hey, I'm fucking fat.
No, you can't
spoiler
go.
Alert.
Dude, if you go too hard on yourself, like,
yeah,
like, oh, you don't
comes
want
off sad if you
dude,
just
yeah,
go
it
too,
does.
Yeah.
Like,
yeah.
I've said, like, during one of my sets, I was like, yeah, I'm just unattractive, and like everyone's like, oh, he's just being mean now, mean about himself. I was like, oh, it's okay, and
you
then
don't
like
want
a
pity.
Yeah,
you
want to
say it in a funny way.
Yeah.
You know,
yeah.
Oh, I'm a fucking piece of shit. Yeah. I'm such a fucking idiot. Why am I even fucking here? Anyway, hey guys, how's it going? I might start
a set like that.
Just
like
to tank
either,
it.
Yeah, that's probably the worst thing you can do after being racist. It's like that's on top of the list, like being racist to the audience. And the second one is just like too
being
much self-deprecating.
Just be depressing.
Depressing, like self-loathing.
Yeah, just bumming everyone out now.
But if you open with like a self-deprecating joke, it can work. Like I used to open with that one about like Scooby-Doo when I had longer hair and a beard.
Yeah.
And I was like, is this the Scooby-Doo audition? Like,
yeah.
Go up and ask, are you for the Scooby-Doo audition? Playing the role of Shaggy?
Yeah.
People were laughing at that shit for a bit.
Yeah. I think, like, yeah, the first set I did, what I opened with was, like, oh, I've got 5 minutes to disappoint you guys. Like, usually I'm just done in two.
Yeah.
So, yeah.
So that's funny.
I don't know. That one went all right. I don't know why I haven't used that ever before. After that, when
probably if it went all right,
actually.
Do it again.
Yeah. Oh, well.
Yeah.
One of the next sets that I do.
What do we got next week?
That's the Wickham one, isn't
it? Is the Wickham Park coming back?
Yeah, I think so. Fuck, I think like Matty B. He like I'm not gonna be there, but you got.
Oh, is Matty B. hosting?
Yeah.
Yeah. Fuck that.
He just
that'll be fun.
Run through Sydney, I think.
Yeah. End up north, I think, maybe. I've been following him on Facebook. I know he went up north for one of them. He's fucking one of the funniest dudes getting around.
Yeah, he's
like,
good. He's good.
Fucking so funny.
Yeah.
Dude, the when he MC'd the Prince for me, it's so funny. That was the greatest MCing I've ever seen. He just didn't give a fuck. It was so good. He's getting names wrong. Like, it was like a break in, he came back and he was late. It was all sorts of awkward. I fucking loved it.
I was thinking about that.
The Prince ones were... Yeah, the, at least the ones that I went to, they were like so. Yeah.
If you didn't catch them, you didn't catch them,
it was harsh.
Yeah.
It was harsh room.
Yeah.
I liked it. It really had to work for it.
Is that starting back up again?
Oh, if we start it back up, I guess it would.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, we just got to wait.
That was fun.
Wait for everything to blow over first. Yeah. I'm glad I didn't go back in and was like, hey, let's get this started back up as soon as lockdown ended. Because now all this shit's happened. It would have been for no reason.
Yeah.
For it to, like, have to go through all the fucking annoyance of getting it set up only to have this shit happen.
Yeah.
Oh, it sucks. Hopefully it won't be for too long.
Hope so. Hope not. Mm.
Yeah, I just hope they don't fucking lock us back down again.
Yeah.
No.
Like, just like, fuck you. I've done everything. I've done everything you've told me to do. Like, eat a dick. Cunts.
Anyone got any new jokes?
I think so, yeah.
Yeah, I'm working on a...
You gotta
like,
read
yeah,
it.
My one of my roommates, he just sent me this clip about, you know, those, like on Nat Geo, there are those shows about Animal Planet and like that sort of stuff.
Mm.
Yeah, there was this one clip in there about wolves fucking, and I don't know why my roommate just found it really funny, so he sent me that clip.
Yeah.
Yeah, I'm gonna try and write something about that.
Bet two wolves fucking.
Yeah, it was one of those clips where like they talk about the pack strategy that wolves have and like how it works really well for the alpha wolf and like that couple, but not so much for their kids, because if their kids they mate and have more kids, that's just going to be more mouths for the alpha couple to feed.
Yep.
So those parents, they stop their kids from having sex. You know?
Kind of like India.
Yeah, I was going to say that. Then they like show the whole pack, like the alpha girl walking in the front and their kids just like looking all horny, just walking behind them. And then there's this one lone wolf who walks like who just follows the pack around, just scavenges on the food that's left over. And then the guy who's narrating just says that, oh, and then there's this lone wolf who just scavenges on the food and looks for other opportunities. And then they just zoom in on the daughter wolf who's just... Yeah.
I thought they were going to say, then they zoom in on you, and you're the scavenger. And that's me.
Me?
That's where I come in.
No, it's an actual documentary doc. Yeah. And like,
you should get on the issue.
And like, they're doing that, and like, out of nowhere, that the lone wolf, he just does this sex howl to call that female.
Yeah.
And like, yeah, then they're.
This is your critique. You are the lone wolf.
Yeah, I'm just gonna do that howl in front of the audience.
Your howl,
see if it works.
Yeah, your howl is your stand up. That's you making noise.
No, it's like a really weird thing though. Like, I don't know if I can make it into a set, because like it just ends with like those two wolves having sex, and like, you know how like when the animals like have sex, like even dogs, like they just lock for like half an hour or so. So like they're having sex, and like that lone wolf, he's just locked inside this female. But then the alpha couple finds them out, like he catches them having sex.
Oh.
So like he's trying to kill that wolf while he's fucking that fucking his daughter. So it's sort of like, it's really weird. It's like a happy ending but an unhappy ending at the same time.
That's like being at a Thai massage parlor but like handcuffed to the table when your wife walks in. Fuck.
It reminds me of the Afro Moses song, Cult 45, where he's singing about, like, he picks up this blonde
Afro
chick.
Afro Moses.
No, sorry, just Afro Man.
Yeah. What about
I say Afro Moses.
Yeah, you say Afro Moses.
That's a different dude.
That's just Moses, bro.
Yeah. He's singing about fucking this chick, and he doesn't realize the chick's father's in the KKK.
Oh,
and he gets home, starts beating him with a 2x4. It's a good song. Listen to it.
Yeah.
Anyway. Too many words in your joke critique.
Yeah, that's why, like, this is not the whole set. Like, I'm gonna try and, like, think of a way to make this into a set.
Yeah.
But, like, I don't know if I should, like, set this thing, because, like, when people listen to, like, how you actually write jokes, it's sort of like, you know, it's like...
Yeah.
Yeah, like watching a baby get born and like playing with the baby after. It's like when the baby's being born, it's really gross and
yeah.
It's like, just
yeah. That's the start of a joke.
It's
really gross.
It's really shit right now. But
and the baby sucks. The baby sucks. It can't do anything.
Yeah.
Like, some jokes should have been aborted.
Yeah.
Pretty sure I said that about Broden in the roast.
Yep.
Yeah, no, this one would probably be, like, probably end up on the cutting floor.
It's like Broden, much like 9 months into his comedy career. Yeah, his mother should have, I don't know, it's an abortion joke. Anyway,
yeah.
What do you got?
His dad just watches his set and he's like, oh, I should have gotten an abortion.
Yeah, I've got premise. I've got is, like we're locked down. And I was like, man, I can't wait to go somewhere, like get out of the house. And then like we unlocked and I just didn't go anywhere. Just stayed at home. It's like, fucking outside's overrated.
Yeah, that's true, actually. Because, like, literally when they put in the lockdown, like, I was pissed just like everyone else. Like, oh, fuck that. Got to stay inside for a bit. Then I, like, figured out. Like, I literally don't go anywhere unless it's essential anyways. And, like, my work is essential. Like, going to grocery stores and that stuff. Like, everything what I do is, like, just essential stuff. Whereas, I don't leave my room anyways. So, literally nothing changed for me when I...
Yeah.
When the lockdown was instated.
Yeah.
So, for some reason, I don't know why it was... Mitch in a chastity cage. You know those lock things?
Yeah.
You're like, yeah, my wife like locked me up in one of them, like get me horny to fuck. And she unlocked it and I was just like, eh. Kind of like locked down. Like, didn't make any difference. It's like, yeah, fucking's overrated. Yeah, we're married now. I had this like idea of a joke. I just thought of it this morning because like my toilet got backed up. And, like, I knew it was going to be a problem for a while, but I just kept shitting in it. I just kept putting it off.
Yeah.
And the water just kept taking longer and longer to go back down until one day I, like, took a massive shit in there and it just wouldn't go down.
Yeah.
I was like, fuck, I've got to call the plumber. And then, like, it's just putting stuff off that you know you should have done. You just keep putting it off until it's like a fucking big problem. You're like, I could have called the plumber ages ago and got this sorted.
Yeah.
But now... it's a fucking problem. And because there was, like, shit and piss, like, in the bowl of the toilet, like, when they sprayed down, they had to get into the pipes at the side of the house because a tree got in there and, like, blocked the pipes. So when they, like, they used, like, this high-pressure blaster to, like, blast all the roots out. And when they did that, like, the back pressure, like, came up through the toilet and just fucking... shit and water fucking everywhere. All up under the seat and just came down all over the ground. So I had to, like... go in and like clean up all my own fucking mess, and I was like, I fucking deserve that for being a lazy cunt. Could have had this sorted ages ago.
Yeah,
that's kind of fucked. I don't know. I might write on that.
That was like me with the shower.
Shit joke.
Yeah. That was like me with the shower. Like I was just expecting one day just the shower to just fall through the ceiling. It's like, well,
I deserve this.
Yeah.
Yeah.
2 years. 2 years of a bag on the wall. Perfectly fine.
2 years. All right. I think that we're done. I think that's an hour.
Yeah. Yeah. Thanks for coming on, Prateek.
Oh, that's an hour 20.
Oh, man. Thanks for having me, guys.
Holy shit.
Yeah.
Man.
Tyler's got some editing.
Yeah, he will on this one. Yeah. Nah, it was all right. It was good fun. Yeah. Thanks for coming on, Prateek. And we'll fucking catch us
good
next
to be
time.
Here. Yeah,
see
us.
Subscribe to the Patreon, you fucking pieces of shit.
Yeah.
Give us money.
Give us a dollar. Just a dollar a week.
Just a dollar. We're going to start begging now.
Yeah.
All right. Bye. I love you.
All right. Bye.